two, three.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Bowles into the gun. He's back. He's looking. He is going deep down the middle. And it is caught. And in for a touchdown goes Jeremy Maclin. Bowles came off the field. Looked like he injured his left shoulder. It's Mark Sanchez as Bowles is being examined in the locker room. And it is caught for a touchdown. Mark Norton Matthews. Back goes Fitzpatrick. Here comes the rush. He's being chased and he's being sacked. And they've got him. The pressure came from Brandon Graham. Michael Kendricks is feeling more and more healthy, and he's moving better. First down again. It goes back to McCoy. He's at the 50. He's at the 40. On first down, it goes to Polk. Up the... And he's in! Touchdown! He's hit as he throws the football. It's intercepted! Lyons is hurt and needed the cart to be taken off to the locker room. Sanchez. Rolling. Looking. Fires. And it is caught, I believe. Yes! Touchdown! 3-2-1. And the Eagles are back in first place.
Have it, the voice of Merrill Reese and Mike Quick. Yesterday, the Eagles defeating the Houston Texans 31-21. The ups and downs of a big win in Houston. Welcome to Eagles 360, everyone. I'm Dave Spadaro, along with Bo Wolf, and the Eagles arriving at this midway point of the 2014 regular season, 6-2 in first place in the division. But on this Monday, we have a lot of questions, and at the moment, not enough answers.
That's right. The good news is we get an extra day this week for the Eagles team to prepare for the Monday night game against Carolina. But what's going to happen at quarterback? What is going to happen in the middle of the Eagles defense? I guess we'll find out as the week goes on.
Yeah, and the offensive line, some questions. So many things to talk about with an Eagles team that went on the road, their second consecutive long road trip, and came away with a win. Let's take a look at some of the notes from that victory and just a snapshot of where this Eagles team is. We start with Jeremy Maclin, Eagles wide receiver, on pace for 90 catches, nearly 1,600 yards, 16 touchdowns. He has been, Bo Wolf, a remarkable player.
No question about it. Seeing him respond to the lost season last year, lost to injury, he hasn't lost a step at all. He's been unbelievable. He has been the guy to make this offense move.
Dare we say it, a number one wide receiver. We've talked about that for so long. LeSean McCoy back in his groove. Eagles running the football on Sunday, 190 total yards on the ground. Three-headed monster roaring for the Eagles. And McCoy now the second, is second on the Eagles' all-time rushing list. So good
just
for him.
Just a matter of time before he gets
to that number one spot. Other things to talk about here, Bo. The Eagles on defense. You see the interception from Ryans extends that takeaway streak to 21 consecutive. And Eagles beating the Texans and the Jets at will, it seems. 6-2 record, the best since 2004. We know, Bo, where that season ended. Is this team potentially, and we'll talk about this, you consider the Eagles a Super Bowl contender right now?
I would say a contender, but it's still so early in the season. It's all about how healthy you are, how well you're playing. Heading into the playoffs, we're only halfway through the season.
Yeah, and the schedule certainly gets quite interesting for the Eagles. Monday night, the Eagles and the Carolina Panthers started off. Should be a good one at Lincoln Financial Field. Got a lot to get to on this Monday here at Eagles 360. We first send you out to the practice field, where Chris McPherson has our Eagles 360 update presented by Sports Authority.
Thanks, Dave and Bo. A lot to get you caught up here at the NovaCare Complex. But first and foremost, head coach Chip Kelly a short time ago offered the latest injury updates on quarterback Nick Foles and linebacker D'Amico Ryans.
He's got a clavicle. He went to get an MRI. I think he went at noontime, so I don't have anything more than what we had yesterday. So he has a crack in it, but I don't know to the extent of anything. So that's why he went to get an MRI.
What about D'Amico? Is that
same thing. He went for an MRI. They both went at the same time. So I know he has an Achilles. I don't know the extent of anything until, you know, we'll get that hopefully later on this afternoon.
With a crack in Nick Foles' clavicle, Mark Sanchez is the quarterback for the foreseeable future. In his first regular season action as a Philadelphia Eagle, Sanchez guided the Eagles to 24 points as he threw a pair of touchdown passes, and the Eagles were a perfect 3-of-3 in the red zone. It is easy to see why Kelly is confident in Sanchez.
I feel great about Mark. You know, we felt great about him all along. We were one of the things we wanted to do. I always said we need to have two quarterbacks and the chance to get him in here. I thought he's done a great job in our system. I thought he played outstanding in the preseason and showed no rust or anything when he got in there against Houston yesterday. So we feel real confident and feel obviously very bad for Nick that he's out, but I feel very confident in Mark if we got to go in that direction. So.
One injury situation that remains unsettled is that of guard Todd Harriman's, who battled through the first half of Sunday's win with a biceps injury, only to come out in the second half due to an ankle injury. The Eagles' offensive line, which has not been whole the entire season, is closer to coming together with the expected return of All-Pro guard Evan Mathis.
You know, he's looked good for a couple weeks here. You know, I think he's just been chomping at the bit. I know he really wanted to play yesterday, but just because of how the rules are set up, he wasn't eligible to come off until this week. So I think he'll be ready to play this week.
The void left by D'Amico Ryans' injury might be tougher to fill, not only because of the linebacker's playmaking ability, but his leadership as well. However, Kelly believes that there are players ready and willing to step up to the challenge.
Michael's got comfort in it. When we're in dime looks, Michael calls the defense. Michael's kind of the one linebacker in there. Nolan doesn't call the defense. So Mike's got a ton of experience doing it. Casey has experience doing it. Acho has experience doing it. So all the guys that train at inside linebacker can call our defense. So.
That'll do it for today's 360 update presented by Sports Authority. Let's send it back inside the studio for more with Dave and Bo.
Yeah, so we do expect at some point some decisions are going to have to be made, potentially some roster decisions also to be conducted, but we'll wait and see what Chip Kelly, Howie Roseman, etc. have in mind as they reshape this Eagles roster heading into the second half of the season. And there are a lot of really good things to talk about, Bo Wolf, with this football team.
Well, and especially on offense, where with Mark Sanchez relieving Nick Foles, the Eagles scored 4 touchdowns on offense for the first time this season. We will unpack the performance of the offense against a very good Houston Texans defense on the other side right here on Eagles 360.
Hi, my name is Jim Taylor. I've been with Acme for 34 years. Our Lancaster brand beef is the best around. We cut our meat fresh every day. We actually have customers come from other stores just for our meat.
Freshness is our number one priority. No one beats our fresh fish.
We have the freshest apples, the Christie's lettuce. Fresh produce is what we do.
We do the best cake decorating in the area, hands down.
123 years strong. Come on in, you'll see the changes, you'll feel it, you'll love it.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
Eagles fans! When the Eagles win, you win.
Score a free Dunkin' Donuts medium hot or iced coffee the day after an Eagles win with the Dunkin' mobile app.
Eagles win, you win.
Go Eagles!
America runs on Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts is helping more area youth get in the game through the Touchdowns for Kids program. For every Philadelphia Eagles touchdown, Dunkin' Donuts will donate $250 to Good Sports, bringing new equipment and resources to youth sports organizations in need throughout the greater Philadelphia region.
We welcome you back to Eagles 360. Dave and Bo here, and Mark Sanchez, your starting quarterback for the immediate future. He replaced Nick Foles to start the second quarter on Sunday. 15 of 22, good performance from him. Back in the saddle again, and Mark Sanchez after the game, his first performance since December of 2012. He felt right at home in the Eagles offense.
You know, you just got to stay ready. I think Coach Musgrave, Coach Stout, all of our offensive coaches do a great job of making sure that the starters get reps, the second team guys get reps. You know, I stand behind Nick every time when we're in walkthroughs and stuff, just making sure I'm taking all the mental reps. And, you know, you never want to get caught off guard. So I'm just happy I prepared well, happy I was ready, and happy I could help the team. I was expecting maybe a handoff or like a screen or something, get kind of ease your way in, but, you know, Coach Kelly, man. I said it after the game to, I think, Tony Saragusa, but, you know, if he was a basketball coach, he'd bring you off the bench and have you shooting three-pointers. So that's just the way it goes. You got to be ready. Nothing changes, you know. How do I prepare to play and how do I prepare to watch a game? it's the same. I might get less reps as the backup, but I'm watching the same amount of film. I'm doing the same amount of drills. I'm taking advantage of my time that I can during the week. And, you know, you can't cut corners or you get caught off guard out there. So this league will expose you.
So, Bo, we got a taste of Sanchez in the offense. Your expectations for him moving forward, should he have this job for an extended period of time?
I thought the most promising thing that I saw with Sanchez was not just some of the throws he made, obviously the long touchdown or the long play to Jeremy Macklin on his first throw, the touchdown pass both to Jordan Matthews and Jeremy Macklin, very impressive. But the most impressive thing for me was the pace of the offense, the efficiency with which he was moving the team down the field. No holdups, no pickups from Nick Foles. I thought Sanchez did a very good job leading the offense, and I think that's very telling as we move forward.
Yeah, he's certainly done his homework. You can tell that he understands the scheme. At times was shooing the officials away to get the tempo faster, faster, faster. It just seems like this is a very good fit for Mark Sanchez. In this Eagles offense, in this Eagles culture, Sanchez looking to revitalize his career, signed a one-year deal with the Eagles in March, and gets his opportunity now to lead the Eagles for how long, we don't know, but we've seen in the past, in 2002, A.J. Feely replacing Donovan McNabb down the stretch, doing a good job, the Eagles getting the number one seed in the playoffs that year. In 2006, Jeff Garcia stepping in for an injured McNabb, the Eagles going to the NFC East, winning the NFC East that year, big win over Dallas on Christmas Day. So the backup quarterback role here is a vital one, and the Eagles have taken care of business.
We also got Michael Vick stepping in for Kevin Cobb a few years ago.
Yeah, but 2010.
That's exactly right. And for Mark Sanchez, he also gets the benefit of having this offensive line get a little bit healthier. We still don't know exactly what the case will be with Todd Harriman's, but Evan Mathis is going to be ready to go this week. Chip Kelly all but said that. And then you're really only looking to fill that one spot at right guard. Could be Tobin, could be Gardner if Harriman's isn't ready to go, but Sanchez certainly gets the benefit of that offensive line, as it also looks like this running game is finding its stride.
It certainly is. LeSean McCoy over 100 yards on Sunday. And what about the passing game? Jeremy Macklin has been on the money this year, 45 catches. He's on pace to have an all-time season in Eagles franchise history. We go into the locker room and talk to the players, the offensive players, after the win over Houston.
I thought he played well. I think that's probably one throw that he may want back. But other than that, I think he played well. I think he commanded the huddle. He's played a lot of football in this league. He's won at a very high level. So I think he's one of the more game-ready backup quarterbacks in this league. And I'm pretty sure if you ask him, he doesn't. He's ready. Whenever his number's called.
I felt the guys are coming back together. The guys up front, Kelsey, played well today. Happy to have him there. Just his ability to make the calls and get the guys up front that line. We're working it. Each week we're winning games. We lost a tough one last week. We bounced back today. We're playing well.
It's really not just the offensive line. I think if you look across the board, the MO of this team has been, when one guy goes down, next guy goes in, and we just keep chugging along. And I think that across the board, from defense to offense, and we saw it today when Todd went down and when Nick Foles went down, and then obviously D'Amico on the defensive side. But, we have great players and we have a great culture here to where, everybody understands their role and they understand that they need to go out there, that the rest of the team is relying on them.
You got Pope, he's a whole different runner. He's a pound, get up in there, a power type of runner. Plus, he can hit the outside, play outside zone also. Sproles, he's so quick, you just can't, he's everything, And Shady, he's a dancer. You just got to wrap him up or he'll break all the tackles.
We got guys that work the tail off, backups, they play the game just like starters. People like Gardner, Tobin, have been practicing well, and, their name's called, they play pretty decent.
We just ran the ball well. I think once we start running it on, getting it going, where's the defense down, and we can gash them. The guys up front played tremendous, getting to their assignments and block well. Sanchez made some pretty good calls. I'm going to keep them honest in the box for the most part, but just watching how they play different teams on tape to watching how they play us, everybody plays the run so different, especially when they come play us. So that's nothing new.
The Eagles, Bo, had they continued to put their foot on the gas pedal, again, would have gone over 500 yards. Really, you see how things are revving up, and 3 of 3 in the red zone, huge. What a difference that makes.
And that's no question about that. And then really the only points the defense gave up came as a result of turnovers by the Eagles offense. A great performance by the defense. We'll talk about that on the other side as this defense prepares to move on without, at least for now, D'Amico Ryans.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans.
Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
My name is Rhonda. I've worked for Acme Markets for 30 years. Here at Acme, community means everything to us. Prices have never been better.
Going up and down the aisles, I do get a lot of compliments when the lower prices.
Your store looks great. I love the people. I love the shop here.
I just think people are definitely seeing a change and seeing that it's getting better with Acme. And it's not just the prices. It's the customers that are coming in here talking it up. Come on in. Check us out.
We're back.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
We are here at the NovaCare Complex. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf. It's Eagles 360. We come your way every day, Monday through Friday at 5 o'clock right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We're talking about the Eagles' 31-21 win over the Houston Texans. Time to talk defense. Bill Davis's group did a nice job against Arian Foster and against a couple of pretty good receivers in Andre Johnson and DeAndre Hopkins on Sunday. The Eagles' defense, Bo, coming together a bit, but there's that big hole in the middle with D'Amico Ryan's
hurt. That's right. I mean, this front seven has been so impressive throughout the season. Chip Kelly said he was not surprised that the run defense was as good as it was yesterday against Arian Foster, the league's second leading rusher coming into the game. But for now, the question is, what will they do without D'Amico Ryans? It's going to be Casey Matthews and Emmanuel Acho and probably Marcus Smith II in there for some certain plays. But Michael Kendricks is going to sort of have to step up and become the big-time playmaker in the middle of the defense.
Yeah, Bill Davis talks about the defensive performance in Houston. 31-21, the Eagles defense outstanding. Some turnovers hurting the cause, but by and large, a solid job by the D.
I think on first and second, he hit the 1 3rd and 18, which, you know, we knew they ran in that situation. We actually called one that we thought we'd be, you know, 50-50, 3rd and 18. They used to got to defend the pass and the screen and everything, and we just didn't get them down, and that was his big run. And I think the quarterback had a lot of rushing yards tonight, which, you know, we didn't think we had to spy, and we did at the end there after he got out a couple times. But our guys, our D-line does a great job of that. Everybody, I mean, it takes everybody to play the run.
It's going to be real difficult just because of the man he is. You know, the character he has, the leadership he had, the feeling everybody has. From you saw everybody out there. I mean, nobody works harder than D'Amico. Nobody puts more time in. He's a calm leader. He's everybody's friend. You know, he's a mentor to a lot of the younger guys. So that's a big blow to us. But we have a group of vets that will step in. You know, we'll move on like everybody has to in the NFL, but, you know, we're not the only ones going through this.
I think he's great. You know, he was doing it, and when Michael's the only linebacker on the field right now, he is the leader and sets it. But when Acho and Casey are in there, that their position makes the call. So Michael will hold on to the exact role he's always had.
So what are the Eagles missing in the middle of the defense without D'Amico Ryans? We can talk about the intangibles, the leadership, the courage, the tough guy attitude, the intelligence of calling the plays.
Consistency is one of the things that those guys
point to. Production.
Yes.
Leading tackler for the Eagles. He is around the football all the time. Excellent against the run. Mobile enough against the pass. Now, his snap total is going down just a little bit as the Eagles, when Michael Kendricks is healthy, want to get him off the field a little bit in nickel and dime situations. But for the most part, D'Amico Ryans has done everything for the Eagles' defense.
And you wonder now if that means the Eagles will go with a little bit more nickel and dime personnel to help alleviate the loss of D'Amico Ryans. But against the run, it's going to have to be guys like Casey Matthews and Emmanuel Acho filling in those holes.
And it's interesting when you think about Michael Kendricks. So what does Michael Kendricks become? He's someone who stays in his position right now. The Eagles will go with Acho and Matthews at that Mike spot. Mix in a little bit of Marcus Smith II, maybe some Nolan Carroll as well. But it's important for Michael Kendricks to just stay within his game, not let too much get in his mind, not be
cluttered down by the calls. He won't make the calls. Matthews and Acho will. But it's important for Michael Kendricks to take the next step in his career development. Go out and be a star every week. He's missed four games, parts of the fifth game. Played very well on Sunday in Houston. He's the next man up in terms of outstanding play at the linebacker position.
But as for DeMeco Ryans, what he does bring to that locker room, let's find out what the guys in the locker room say about the man who Chip Kelly called Mufasa.
You know, I mean, the guy's just a leader. He was the team captain when he played here for 6 years. You know, and there's still a lot of guys that remember him and still are here. And you guys all know how he is with the Eagles. So he's just a great person, a great leader. And that's why everybody has a, you know, a lot of respect for him.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell he's made his, he has an impression, you know, on everyone around him. So, you know, it's just the, legacy he left behind here at Houston. I mean, to have guys come from the other sideline and show respect like that, just, you know, it's admirable.
What you always get to see from a team that's fighting injuries is, one, how much faith do they have in the guys that are backed up, and how prepared are their team? How much depth do they have, and how is their resolve? And I think we've shown some really good resolve in fighting through some adversity. I mean, and nobody's complaining about it. Nobody's making excuses. We just go to work week in and week out. We train and come out and perform and lay it on the line with the guys we got next to each other.
It says that we're resilient. I think it's just come down to guys that we brought in the locker room, guys that understand that injuries are things that happen, and it's our job to be ready each and every week. You never know when your name's going to be called. With the way we practice, you know, we allow those second-team guys to get reps and understand the defense, and it's been helping us out.
See, they're ready, you know, and that's why those guys stay ready and they prepare during the week just as well as anybody else who's playing during the game. So, you know, I'm fully confident with the guys that we got.
More on the Eagles' defense as this football team gets ready for Monday Night Football and the Carolina Panthers and Cam Newton, whose mobility can drive linebackers absolutely crazy.
And the power of his mobility, he will lay a hit on the linebackers, so they're going to have to be ready to take some punishment from Cam Newton.
Yep, and the Eagles certainly will likely make some roster moves here during the week, and we'll keep you informed of all of that. When we return to Eagles 360, we're talking special teams, a routine great day for Dave Phipps' crew. The Eagles winning the battle on special teams. We'll talk about it when we return to Eagles 360.
A life is more than a heartbeat. It's more than what you see on a CAT scan or echocardiogram. And although we see some of the most rare and complicated heart conditions and continue to advance the frontiers of heart care every day, we never forget what we're really looking at. Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals.
When you get away from smartphones and video games and tablets, it's amazing what you can really plug into. This season, shop the brands you love, plus thousands of items on sale now. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Hey, Eagles fans!
When the Eagles win,
you win!
Score a free Dunkin' Donuts medium hot or iced coffee the day after an Eagles win with the Dunkin' mobile app.
Eagles win,
you win!
Go Eagles!
America runs on Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts is helping more area youth get in the game through the Touchdowns for Kids program. For every Philadelphia Eagles touchdown, Dunkin' Donuts will donate $250 to Good Sports, bringing new equipment and resources to youth sports organizations in need throughout the greater Philadelphia region.
What would you ask your favorite Philadelphia Eagles player? Here's your chance. Just tweet your question using hashtag AskAnEagle, and your question could be featured on Inside the Eagles, airing on 6ABC. Ask an Eagle, presented by GEICO. We are talking Eagles special teams here on Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf, and on Sunday in Houston, we saw just a microcosm of how much special teams can make a difference. The Eagles go down at the end of the first half, set up Cody Parkey for a 45-yard field goal attempt. He nails it. Eagles go into halftime leading 17-14.
Nails it twice.
Yes, he did. That's right. That's right.
Had to do that.
That's exactly right. Kept his concentration. Kicked the ball. Beautiful kick. Great contact. Houston Texans have a chance to tie the score in the third quarter. They miss a field goal. The Eagles turn that into a touchdown drive of 70 yards. And special teams right there making a huge difference.
That was a five-play swing that was worth 10 points in the game that I really think turned the tide of the game. As you said, would have tied up the game if the Texans had kicked that field goal. Bullock pulls it left. Eagles four runs for 70 yards. Really, at that point, the game was sort of salted away.
Yeah, some good power football from the Eagles. Darren Sproles back returning kicks. He did a good job as well and continues to make big plays for the Eagles, both on special teams and from the line of scrimmage. Let's take a look at some of the notable games around the league on Sunday, week 9 of the NFL season. On Thursday night, the New Orleans Saints beating up on the Carolina Panthers. So the Panthers, a lot of injuries. They had the 10 days off. That is a team, Bo, that seems to be going in the wrong direction. A desperate football team coming to Lincoln Financial
Field. And a defense that was so good last season that really has struggled this year. For everybody outside of Luke Kuechly, they can get beat in the passing game. They're not doing great against the run either. So Eagles and Mark Sanchez will have an opportunity to put some points on the board on prime time.
Yeah, and around the NFC East, the Cardinals coming back and beating the Cowboys.
You just hate to see that.
Yeah, the Vikings beating the Washington Redskins.
And that's why I'm wearing purple.
And as we look around and it looks good on you,
thank
too.
You very much.
Look around the picture in the NFC. The San Francisco 49ers, another loss down to the wire against the St. Louis Rams. And as we hit the midway point of this 2014 regular season, who's on top in the NFC East? Well, it's the Philadelphia Eagles. 6-2, 4-0 at home, 2-0 in the division. That's huge. Critical, critical November coming up, and obviously a 17-day span where the Eagles and the Cowboys play each other twice.
That's exactly right. Cowboys have a trip to London against Jacksonville before their bye week, but that stretch, obviously, two games in 3 weeks is going to be huge for the division.
So it's shaping up very nicely for the Eagles. 6-2, their best record since 2004. As we look at the playoff standings, the Cardinals would be your number one seed right now. The surprising Detroit Lions at 6-2, the Eagles at 6-2, the Saints leading the NFC South at 4-4. And then your wild card teams would be Dallas and Seattle.
And Green Bay in there as well, obviously. Yeah. That's going to be a big game for the Eagles in 2 weeks, not to get ahead of ourselves.
Really good field potentially in the NFC playoff picture. That is a long ways away, though.
Yes.
We'll just focus on the Carolina Panthers, but it's fun to talk about. We've got more to get to here when Eagles 360 returns. Do not go anywhere.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans. Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare. So can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
Sports Authority is proud to be the official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. Welcome back, Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf. It's Eagles 360. We want to tell you about tomorrow. The players may be off, but that's not going to stop us from doing our thing right here
on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We've got Eagles 360 coming your way at 5 o'clock, an exclusive interview with head coach Chip Kelly, and he will not be alone on the show. We'll have quarterback Mark Sanchez in studio as well. I like Mark.
I like him too.
I like the way he fits into the culture. He really did the right thing coming to Philadelphia. No waves, no controversy. Learned the system, had his chance to play on Sunday, and did a very nice job to help the Eagles beat the Houston Texans.
He's been an approachable guy in the locker room all season long. The players really seem to like him. Jason Peters said he had some good swagger in the huddle, although they don't really huddle very much. But they took to him on offense.
Yeah.
I think it's gonna be pretty smooth here.
Yeah, there won't be any transition to Mark Sanchez as the leader of this quarterback of this team is at the quarterback position for however long that lasts. For Bo Wolf, I'm Dave Spadaro. We thank you for joining us on Eagles 360 today. Have yourselves a great first place Eagles Day.